I'll check into the tune SKCC. Then Donna McCaslin's got a new single out called Kid. We'll check it out. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
listening to Modern Jazz Today. We've got a lot of new music headed your way. We're going to kick things off with Tom Rotella off his new album called Storyline. We'll check into Oddball. Then Joshua Redman's got a new album coming up entitled Come What May. We're going to listen to the single out right now, How We Do. And then Jonathan Bauer. The album's entitled Walk, Don't Run, and we're going to check into The Closer. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
going to take a trip around the world. First up is Jazz Street Boys. The track is entitled Journée d'Amérique Latine off the album Jazz in Stock. Then we'll check into vocalist Randy Pontoppidan. She utilizes her voice as an instrument. The track is entitled Gionge, Three Geishas, off the album Rooms. Let's get this music flowing.
Thank you.
that time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
We are diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. eBird, an online tool for submitting bird observations, allows scientists to keep track of birds around the world. eBird now has over 1 billion bird observations for more than 700,000 people, most of them community scientists who care about their local birds. And as more people in more places join in, eBird becomes an even better way for researchers to understand birds. To make your birding more helpful to science, you can look up local parks on eBird, often listed as birding hotspots on the site, and see if they're getting visited enough. Do people post checklists there every day, or just once every couple weeks? Consider giving those less visited parks some attention. If a hotspot has too few eBird checklists for a certain time of year, eBird can't estimate which birds are there at that time. Submitting checklists during those times can help eBird fill in the gaps. In some cases, a good spot for birds might not even have an eBird hotspot yet. In that case, you can recommend that place as a hotspot for eBird reviewers to consider. With more dedicated people pitching into community science projects such as eBird, we'll know even more about how to protect our birds. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Hey, are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, so you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor. Visit kidshelpphone.ca.
This